This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
That is a terrible picture to be seeing on the screen.
Oh, man.
Wow. I'm so sorry. I just looked up. They got Sharam. That is an awful, awful picture to be seeing on the screen.
Oof.
Oh, man.
That is crazy.
Sharam Moore is on the screen in custody. He looks terrified. He's in all white. I don't know exactly. He looks like he's in some sort of holding room looking at a screen. Oh, that is awful, awful
and the,
to see.
And the all white,
absolutely
the
terrible.
All white is kind of mental, isn't
right?
It
is. I'm so sorry that threw me off. That is a terrible, terrible sight.
I mean, just a week ago, he's the head coach of Michigan.
Oh man, that is brutal. That was absolutely brutal to see. I don't know what is going on with that man and his family and. I hope that brother can get his life together.
And that's the other thing. The charges.
They're bad.
They're bad, bro.
They're bad. But he did not. He did not look like a well man.
No, I don't know how he get. I don't know. When does he get out?
I don't know.
With those charges and the way he's set up right now, like, you're going to have to sit for a little while, it feels like. That is crazy.
Wow. I'm sorry. That sight completely threw me off. The point I was attempting to make before that image of Sharam Moore caught my attention was if you want to ignore or not overhype the Oklahoma City Thunder, that's fine. The story of the NBA season might actually be what the Detroit Pistons are doing. We expected New York to be here. It's really cool what Boston is doing. I was really excited to ask Eddie if his boy was going to play this year. We'll have to wait until next year. I don't think anything else is really a big surprise. Toronto's got a nice little run right now. Philadelphia's had a pretty spectacular in-season turnaround. Detroit should be a bigger story than they are. Detroit has had a hell of a start to this season, and they have solidified what they did last year, and this looks like a real basketball team, like a contender.
Yeah,
Eastern Conference contender.
They absolutely look like the real deal. Salute to them, and salute to Bickerstaff, Cade, Jalen Duren, Trajan Langdon. who's the GM that took over. And the crazy thing about that was I believe his first move was to fire Monty Williams. I think Trajan came
I believe that's accurate.
That was the first move.
To fire the coach
crazy.
Who had the richest contract in NBA history,
mm-hmm.
coaching contract in NBA yeah. history.
And we looked at that crazy. I mean, a lot of people looked at that crazy. That not maybe because we thought Monty was the guy, but you just signed him to that contract. And the first thing you do is move on from him. But he's made great move after great move. And here they are. Are they they're the one seed? They're the one seed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
by two games, I think.
Yeah. And whether they stay there all year or not, that's a different story, but they're legit. They're for real. And salute to them for that.
Yeah.
Great story.
Hell of a season so far for Detroit. So the point in all of that was don't take your family to the December 23rd game.
Well,
if you want to try to take them to a game, try December 27th when they take on the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
Though no promises because the Kings were good and the Wizards weren't.
Guess who's going to their first Kings game, December 23rd?
Who? Ooh.
My beautiful daughter and the rest of my family.
Oh, yeah. Turn Ryan loose on them. Yeah. You know what you should do is just put Ryan on the floor, because obviously that's where you'll be sitting. Just stand Ryan up on the floor and say, hey, that's my partner D'Lo, and point to all of them. She'll go beat all their asses.
Not true. I'm trying to see, when's the last time you seen Ryan?
Juneteenth, maybe?
Yep.
It was Juneteenth.
She was
hated
nice.
Me. Oh. The child hates me. Ever since she almost puked on me before our first ever live show. She's got a puke. She was getting ready to do it, and here comes mom like, hey, I think she's about to burp. You might want to give her to me. You got that white jacket on, and you're a long way from home.
Oh,
you better hand her over.
Oh, yeah, she don't play. She's like her mom. She don't play.
I don't think Jazz dislikes me, but she ain't never looked at me like that.
No, I think they'll both dislike
never,
the Kings, though.
As they should. As they should. So Ryan can give all of them the stank eye. Every single one of them.
Yeah, I'll be there December 23rd.
I won't, so enjoy. I was thinking last night, I don't know when I'm going to go watch these dudes again.
Mm.
I don't need to watch them in person to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I barely get there in enough time to get to the court and see coaches and do all that stuff, which is one of the biggest benefits to you know, being media, getting down there, establishing relationships with guys. That's been difficult mm-hmm. this year. You might catch me from the comforts of the house watching this basketball team most of the year.
Man, it's like...
Unless I want to see somebody else, unless I want to see Cade.
Yeah.
Unless I want to see, you know, Ant or something like that.
Yeah, and it's...
KD.
And that's going to be the nature of going to Kings games, it feels like. You know, at least for this year. Like, when I talk about how awful this is, I do believe to a certain degree it's going to be this awful just this year. And what I mean by that is
okay.
Next year there will be a AJ, a Cam Boozer, a Michael Brown Jr., somebody like that.
To draw back to your earlier line, there'll be the De'Aaron Fox.
Exactly.
That you want to
They'll
see.
They'll be play. That. They may still be a sorry team and so far away mm-hmm. from being anything,
mm-hmm.
we can't even see it in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
But you have that guy that you hope and pray is the franchise. And you'll watch his progression. Once again, watching his progression, whoever that top pick is next year, is different than watching the progression of Neat Clifford and Maxime Reynaud. It means more, in my opinion. It hits different seeing that top five pick, him seeing him throughout his rookie year, as opposed to these guys who are NBA players and who I like, but they look to be rotational guys in this league. So next year, even with the record is terrible, there's something drawing you in that they don't have right now. And the killer about everything that we talk about. Bro, there's 57 more games left.
Man.
This isn't March. This isn't Detroit, man.
Never gets old.
There is 57 more games left. And like I said, once every couple of weeks, they just get destroyed.
Yeah. I think you're being generous. They haven't played very many games recently, which is why it feels like once every couple of weeks. I think it's much worse. Right now, though, the Sacramento Kings, this is important, have the fourth worst record in the league. Mm. That four number is important.
Does four guarantee you top four pick? Or top four?
Five. I think it's top five. I don't think you can fall further than fifth. Yeah. And you have a 14% chance, I think, of getting the number one overall pick. But it's Washington. But here's the flip side to that. Washington, they're the worst. They're 3-19. Mm. The Pelicans, despite seemingly being loaded with talent,
got a big win last night. Beat the hell out of Trista's Blazers.
They're 4-22. The Clippers are 6-19. God knows where they're going. They've lost three in a row. Same record as the Kings are. They're 6-19. But then you have the Pacers, who have accidentally stumbled across two straight victories, including one against Sacramento, which is why the Kings are where they are, is because the Pacers beat them. They're 6-18. The Brooklyn Nets are 6-17. Then you got Charlotte at 7 wins, Utah, Portland, Dallas, and Chicago round out the single-digit win teams.
As we look at that group, it feels like they – because how many – I'm trying to pull it up right now, but how many teams
– Oh, thank you to Lotus. Four is a top seven pick. Only the worst record guarantees you a top four. Well, that was Utah last year, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they were five.
Utah was fifth, weren't they?
I thought they were four, but maybe they were five.
Okay, so that's it. Yeah, you could one can drop to five, four can so you could drop four spots. That's what Peyton says. According to Tankathon, Kings can drop to eight right now with a 2.2% chance. That would almost assuredly happen, which is great. We can spend the next, what did you say, 57? 57 games on Tankathon. Terrific.
So as I look at this, when you talk about a bottom four record, I'm looking at the Pelicans, Washington, Brooklyn and Charlotte, and Indiana. So I don't think the Kings will get any lower or higher than the sixth worst record. I don't think, because when you talk about that, now you're talking about, are the Clippers going to be that bad all year long? Are the Mavericks going to be that bad? Portland, Utah might slide down there. Utah's got 8 wins right now. They may.
Oh, Utah will turn the tank on in March. Like they'll kick it into high gear. They always do. It never amounts to anything for them. But this is your future.
Yeah,
this is what it looks like.
Lowry Marketing might get traded at the deadline.
All right, Danny Ainge making a trade. Sure, pal. Sure, Jan.
Yeah. I don't know. What if the Kings have the seventh worst record after all this, after this awful last season?
Well, that's the thing. Like, the lottery works or it doesn't, depending on what you know, how you look at it. Mm-hmm. The lottery, the current structure of the lottery system has worked. Tanking doesn't have the same benefit that it used to. It does for teams like, man, I forgot who it was. Oh, it was Washington. Washington has to finish, I think, with one of the, I think, of four worst records because they need to finish in the top 10. Mm. And if they finish, or they lose the pick. Mm-hmm. And if they finished, I think it goes to Houston, if I remember correctly, the John Wall, Russell Westbrook deal. And if they have one of the four worst records, it guarantees that they'll stay. So teams like that who have like protected picks, mm-hmm, that's where losing has the value that it does. Let's pause real quick. We'll come back. We'll finish out this week strong. We'll talk more basketball. We'll take a look at the NFL as well. Oh, come on, man.
You're gonna throw the football down there?
I'm being dead serious. I hope he doesn't get hurt. He looks terrible. He looks absolutely ridiculous out there. I hope that man doesn't get hurt playing quarterback this Sunday. We'll come back. We'll talk some NFL stuff, too, in addition to more Kings basketball here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 30.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
1920. But yeah, we're talking about Fear of God and some of their different lines that they have available. That's why that Stripes brand was so cheap on Black Friday. They're like, hey, clear it out. Clear it out. Keeps It G says Fogg has a 49ers collection too. They actually have an NFL collection. They have a Major League Baseball collection and an NBA collection as well.
Man, I
had a Negro League collection, but I moved too slow and didn't get that Gray's hoodie that they had.
I seen the Giants hoodie that they had. I like it. I like it. That white Niners crew neck they had was fire, and it is gone.
Want to mention again, I have the pleasure of being on both ESPN and KSFM right now. What's really cool about the KSFM show that's happening as we speak is it's me and Katie. We recorded a bunch of stuff after her show. We bounced back and forth between live and recorded in the 10 o'clock hour because we had someone who was supposed to join us for this radiothon that we're doing with St. Jude. And they kind of they weren't able to make it at the last minute. And the only other person who could have done the show is sitting 5 feet from me. So we had to come up with another solution, and it just became recording stuff. So it's cool to get like text response from the stuff that me and Katie are doing on KSFM. But we've been partnering with St. Jude for the last 2 days, trying to raise money for the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. I've really learned a lot about that facility over the course of the last couple of days. And big thanks to Mrs. Mac Tan and Katrina Scooter. I think Warren donated. Like, Warren hasn't told me he donated, but I shouted out. I get updates to people who donate. And during the sports show, someone named Warren in Sacramento donated. And I thought, that's my Warren. That's got to be my Warren. It's got to be. And if it's not, Warren, you're getting credit for it.
There we go.
Text the word fight to 55855. When this show ends, We're going to turn the ESPN studio into the KSFM studio, and we're going to do two more hours of fundraising if you want to join us live over there. It's really been an amazing 2 days over on KSFM that I think we're all really, really proud of. Text the word FIGHT to 55855 to become a partner in hope with St. Jude today. Hey, Sacramento Kings, if you want to do something good, you could become a partner in hope. One, because you're hopeless.
No.
Two, we know about some of the stuff you're doing behind the scenes, and you could use some goodwill. Become a partner in hope. And we know you're listening. We'll even shout out, put who donated it, right? Sacramento Kings. And we'll say, they've done something good for the first time this year. Text FIGHT to 55855.
Like a penny with harsh. a penny with a hole in it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man.
Y'all know about that. Y'all don't know about that, man. Oh, did you see Will Levis at the game last night?
Yeah, why?
We're not.
Oh, no, no, no. He doesn't. Isn't there like a quarterback camp out here? Wait, no. Why is he here?
Titans are playing the Niners.
Yeah.
But like, Titans aren't even here yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're probably not even leaving until
either
this
way.
Evening.
Either way, like.
Wait, why wouldn't the Titans be here yet?
Teams usually don't leave until like Friday or Saturday.
That's, no, they not, definitely don't leave
not Saturday,
Saturday.
But Friday evening.
Yeah.
Definitely not Thursday morning.
Why are we?
Maybe he said, guys, let's get out to the Kings game.
Well, that's fine, but why are we disrespecting the celebrity camp?
Who was the celebrity?
They had an actor. They said, well, they said he was a model or an actor. I wasn't really familiar with him.
Influencer.
It's loosely.
People of Sacramento influencer.
They tweeted the picture out. I was like, I'm not sure who these people are.
Yeah.
Stars are in the building.
They had, I didn't know.
Why don't we bring back Chuck Liddell and Brett Favre?
Well, Chuck, their names were brought up this morning on the Insiders as the others.
That's the oddest celebrity. It's weird because they were together.
Is it?
Maybe Brett Favre thought there would be some money. Black people he could steal from.
Yeah.
Is it more odd?
I don't know why Chuck would be with him.
Is it more odd than Drake?
Yeah.
The old Argo.
Yeah, because like, what is Brett Favre doing here?
Well, the story
Drake
goes,
would be like.
The story goes they were here for like a volleyball tournament.
Right. Yeah.
Why was Drake here?
Well, he's cool with Vivek, right?
That's fine.
No, that deserves further examination. Why is Drake cool with Vivek?
I think Drake is the strangest one. I might. Even...
I think you're right. Like why? Like why? I know there's something involving his plane. I know they used his plane once.
Yeah.
But why does Vivek even have the ability to call Drake? And come to think about it, why does Vivek have the ability to call anybody who's been at a Kings game?
So there is connections now that I.
Why was Jamie Foxx there?
Why was Vivek the one to break or to make 50 Cent and Floyd Mayweather make up?
Now that was bizarre. No, that was kind of crazy.
But
that
yeah,
they were sitting next to each other. They even dapped up.
50 Cent and Floyd Mayweather were going at it for years, almost a decade. Oh yeah,
wait
what happened? How did they make up? Oh, this Kings owner just got them to sit together. Yeah, that's weird.
Oh man.
I don't know.
Now, Anjali was in the music world, so maybe that was a Drake collaboration.
That's right. She was in the music world.
Jamie Foxx, I think.
Anjali was in the music world.
Yeah.
Maybe Jamie was.
See, Jamie, I think, though, might have been Isaiah Thomas connected. Maybe.
Timeline doesn't work.
Because Jamie.
What year did Isaiah leave?
Isaiah was. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but Isaiah was old Arco. And
was
Jamie
it old,
Drake.
Was it Isaiah?
Rick
was
Ross,
it Jamie that I saw?
Floyd was here a lot.
I guess it was. I guess it was old Arco that I saw Jamie Foxx because it was that old, like family room. Yeah, I guess that was old Arco.
I think this was pre Vivek, or maybe it was like early Vivek. Bun B was here one night.
I remember that. Arco. I remember Bun B. I remember Rick Ross. Yeah. Weird times.
Yeah.
Weird times. Can't get a small forward here, but can somehow get Drake here.
Now, this was an all-timer. Sugar Free at the halftime show. Now, that was fire. That was fire.
The whole Bay Area media contingent was going
that
crazy.
Was fire.
For that.
I text the wife about that one. I said, oh, Jess, Sugar Free's performing.
What was it? Shine the Light? What'd he say? Was it Shine the Light?
Shine the Light.
Man. We were talking about Detroit a second ago. Did you see Jake Fisher said the three teams to monitor when it comes to Anthony Davis are Detroit, Atlanta, and Toronto? Mm-hmm. I think Atlanta still has a winning record. We talked about this yesterday.
Yeah, I think they're 14 and 11.
I think that's the number I was thinking of. Yeah, 14 and 11. They're the ninth seed right now. They obviously have an interesting situation with Trey developing. And it should be pointed out that 14 and 11 where Atlanta is at, Toronto is at the fifth seed at 15 and 11. Mm. And Boston is at the three seed at 15 and 10. Mm. So you can go from Boston to Atlanta and everything in between can shuffle in a 1-2 game stretch. Hmm. But I found all of those teams interesting because Atlanta, Toronto, and Detroit, they're all winning basketball teams right now.
Yeah. And look at AD is a move to make to catch.
I don't know that. I don't know about that, but they're at least looking at it. Well, they're monitoring it.
I would think, yeah, you get if you're one of those three teams and you go get AD, like, yo, we can I would get AD thinking like we got a chance to go to the finals this year.
I feel that way about two of the three.
Detroit and Toronto?
That's it. Which is strange because I was just about to ask you, does Atlanta have the least to lose in that situation? Because if you're acquiring Anthony Davis, Trae Young is probably in that trade because of money.
Isn't Porzingis potentially in that trade?
Sure. That makes the money work right there.
But Porzingis and Filler, though, like Trae could stay. Because Porzingis makes enough. Like,
with the idea you get Anthony Davis, now you have a pairing with Trae Young?
Trae Young, Anthony Davis, Jalen Johnson to go along with what's the Dyson Daniels?
Hmm.
That would be
yeah,
my
thing. I don't know.
If I traded for Anthony Davis, I'd be trying to keep Trae Young.
I'm unclear as to why Trey doesn't have a new contract, but I don't know, aprons. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's for a move like this. Maybe a deal comes after they acquire Anthony Davis. Maybe it doesn't because they don't think they need him anymore. I'm not really sure. But if you found a creative way to add him to Toronto or Detroit, hit you with the caveat, if he plays. Could be some potentially good basketball teams. If I'm Detroit, though, I might take the stance that Houston allegedly took last year. I don't know. I don't want to move anybody. Hmm. We're in pretty good shape. Want to see what we have here through a playoff run. I mean, Anthony Davis, when he's Anthony Davis, is a Hall of Fame basketball player.
He's a difference
the
maker.
Yeah.
When he plays out there, he's a
The Lakers player. Won a championship in 2020 because Anthony Davis was on that basketball team.
Especially in a I don't want to say reduced role. That's not maybe the best wording, but, you know, Cade is the guy they're going to be going to in those moments.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't need to worry about Anthony Davis and whether he can carry the team or all those years LeBron wanted him to, you know, be the number one and he wasn't. You ain't got to worry about that. He can just be.
Stop saying it, LeBron. Doesn't make it true.
Speaking of, we didn't get a chance to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Rich Paul and LeBron, allegedly.
Mm.
Are they looking like they know basketball after what we saw on Wednesday night? That style of play by the Lakers.
Did you hear the post-game questions to LeBron?
I didn't.
They asked him about if this team could perform in the playoffs. Mm. And LeBron said, I can't tell you what we're going to do in April and December. Like, all we got to do is focus on being better every day and this whole thing. But they asked the question that was clearly related to what Chris, to what Rich Paul said without acknowledging, hey, your agent in BFF, Rich Paul said, dot, dot, dot. I thought that was pretty funny.
And he gave a LeBron answer. He
did.
I'm being.
No problem with his answer.
I think that.
That
landed on the side of Chris Paul or Rich Paul and LeBron got a problem to me. Because why wouldn't you? Even if you like, yeah, I don't know what it's going to look like. I believe in this team. Absolutely. Unless you don't.
Let me get the exact question, because I don't think that would have been an appropriate response.
Can this team play in the playoffs?
Maybe that's not the specific question. Let me get the exact question that he asked or was asked.
Because if it was that, I don't know what this team is going to be able to do.
He didn't. Yeah, hold on. Let me get.
LeBron, buddy, if that.
Maybe it was discusses teams. Oh, there's the. Let's see. Gives thoughts on Lakers. Okay, following cup loss. Here it is. LeBron. While the NBA Cup provides a playoff atmosphere, seemingly simulating a win-or-go-home mentality, it remains unclear. Following the loss to the Spurs, reporters asked James if the Lakers' results in the NBA Cup has any bearing on how they view their chances in the playoffs come April.
Ah.
That was the question.
Okay.
LeBron replied, it's December, what, 10th? And we're talking about playoffs? Nah, I can't do that. It's not okay. It's not my mindset. I can't think about what we can do in the playoffs in December. As far as talking about what type of damage we can do in the postseason in December, that's not right for the basketball gods.
Fair enough.
That's what he said.
Fair enough based on the question.
Do not piss off the basketball gods.
Based on the question.
Like,
that
clearly
was asked.
Sacramento
fair
has.
Response.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
But that's clearly related to what Rich Paul said on his podcast. Very, very clearly related.
Oh, LeBron. Do they play tonight?
Those
because
two?
They got bounced. I think they play tonight.
Those two might not be as glued to the hip as some of us think that they are. It does not look like the Lakers play
Maybe
tonight.
They play Sunday then?
We've got Bulls, Hornets, Hawks, Pistons. That's not a bad one. Hawks at Pistons.
Winner gets AD.
There you go. Cleveland at Washington, Jazz at Memphis, Brooklyn at Dallas. We got Timberwolves at Warriors. No? Doesn't move you?
Yeah. Steph's back, huh?
No Lakers tomorrow either.
They must play Sunday because tomorrow is NBA Cup.
So. Yeah. Sunday.
Lakers and Suns, it should be.
Kings and Timberwolves, Lakers at Suns.
Yeah. Raptors at Heat. Or Raptors versus Heat. I don't know where it's at.
Not Sunday.
Monday?
I don't have Raptors at Heat on Sunday. The new game, can Kenny guess the NBA schedule? Yes, that game is Monday. Maybe better. Peacock. Pistons Celtics.
Ooh.
Yeah, Pistons Celtics.
Didn't the Celtics
Rockets Nuggets that night.
They played on one of these holidays. Oh, Thanksgiving Eve.
You said, didn't the Celtics win the last time?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Celtics won the last one, 117-114. Pistons won the first one, 119-113. We're in for a good basketball game that's probably going to be 118-115 based on those two scores we just read.
Yeah, nice little ball night tonight. Watch a little hoop. But I'm tapped in tomorrow night, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm locked in.
That's what the NBA Cup needs.
I'm locked in. Yeah, this is a good one. I don't necessarily love the Saturday night, but I'm in. Yeah, I'm locked in tomorrow. I'm locked in, particularly to that Spurs Oklahoma City game.
Yeah, and I think they've got
a little afternoon. You know,
yeah, they got a little funky start times. I think the next 2:30. Game is at 2:30.
Yep.
Yeah, they're quote unquote prime time with a 5 o'clock start. So in Las Vegas,
Yeah, got a 6 o'clock start for the Spurs Oklahoma City game. Yeah, locked in.
Oh, Shoeless 99.
Viva Las Vegas.
Cena finale tomorrow.
Great. Can't wait for Jesse to text about it. Cause you'll forget and he'll be the only one watching.
If I don't get on Twitter to see like wrestle ops talk about, oh, the match is about to start, I probably will.
I haven't seen anything wrestling related that wasn't related to John Cena in like a week and a half.
Yeah, neither have I. And I don't know how long, to be honest with you.
WCW texted me. I didn't get a chance to ask him because I was over on KSFM. He said, apparently Cena said there's a Cena Sacramento shirt because he was supposed to be in Sacramento. You know how he drops a shirt for every city that he's in?
I didn't know he did that.
He does. Okay. Yeah. There was one made for Sacramento because he was supposed to be here, and then something changed and he wasn't here.
Are they releasing it?
I don't know.
That's cold.
Text your middle school buddy. I'm not
Sacramento
sure.
Sacramento will be the one place that doesn't get Cena.
Hey, the Kings suck. Let's not send John Cena to Sacramento.
Oh, man.
That's tough.
That's like the Your City Here 316
mm-hmm.
shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With the word whoop ass on the back.
I got one of those. I got a Sacramento 316.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Let me get one of these.
Sports fans, tomorrow will be dope. Plus, the Kings don't play, so it won't ruin your day. They do play on Sunday. So whatever emotional highs or lows you experience with your football team, it's probably going to get worse by the time the Sacramento Kings take the floor in Minnesota against the Timberwolves. There are some big-time storylines and some big-time games this Sunday. Last night, you said you stopped at one of the rich people lounges last night at the Golden 1 Center to watch that final drive from Atlanta. Was it 4th and 28?
Yeah. No, it was 3rd and 28, 4th and 14.
Oh, thank you. That's right. Yeah. And I messed that up.
That's crazy.
I was going to credit Kirk Cousins for just taking the play and cutting the yardage in half. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, 3rd and 28, 4th and – what'd you say, 16, 18, 14?
Yeah.
And
they got 17 yards on the play.
And Todd Boyles was pissed.
So I missed his post game. I heard he went off.
Yeah. So he does it in a funny way because he doesn't yell. He's not yelling.
Yeah.
But he's saying the F word every other word. No exaggeration whatsoever. He's saying the word. He's saying the F word. There's no way this could have been live, at least not on the NFL Network, because they would have had to have cut it off and just been like, we don't have any dump buttons left. Like it's Jesse, Rick Ross, and Brett Baierish. We're out of dump buttons. Get them to stop cussing. Yeah, he was. Again, he doesn't yell.
Yeah,
he doesn't raise his voice. He said those guys didn't care. He said you got to act like you effing care. And we didn't. We clearly didn't effing care. Wow. And I was like, wow.
I'm out on Todd Bowles.
Really?
Yeah, what do you, like, don't throw your players under the bus after that. I highly doubt the players quit, like, in the middle of a game, like, for their playoff contention and all that. Like, sure, like, I don't look back on your coaching or something. Like, look at yourself.
I'll stall him out. He saw something something that pissed him off.
And I don't think this is the first time he's ever called his players out or threw them under the bus either. I have to go look back, but I'm pretty sure like Todd Bowles has done this before.
I don't feel like he's done it with these Bucks though. Oh no, you can look.
But like as a coach, I mean, though.
Prove me wrong. Oh, okay. Well, wasn't he the coach of the Jets? Did he coach the Jets? Anybody should call out the Jets. They're terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Todd Bowles has some suspect moments.
Yeah, I was sad for my boy. And then, you know, after all that, Baker just goes to the podium and says, it's my fault. Can't throw that pick. It's my fault.
Well, Baker, they did have 3rd and 28 and couldn't close the game out. Like, what are you doing? And then that goes back to be, I think, Todd Bowles is probably the...
What do you mean Baker had 3rd and 28?
No, I said, I'm defending Baker.
Oh, the Buck. Yeah.
Had 3rd and 28 and you guys couldn't... They couldn't close the game. And that ain't on you, Baker.
Yeah.
Scored 28 points on the night.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. And that goes back to Tom Boyles. He's a defensive guy. I shouldn't assume he's making the defensive calls. But how do you let that happen? How do you let that happen? 3rd and 28. They get 7. It's 4th and 14. Kirk Cousins, the 2 or 3 plays before that, looked like he couldn't throw the ball more than 5 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was like, ugh! And whoever number one was it London?
No, London was out yesterday.
Whoever number one was, the ball, he's open. He's there. Like, yeah, that's the ball falls 3 yards in front of him, and he's just standing there like,
with that stupid look on his face.
He's like, what the hell? I'm open. Give me the ball. And then you let this guy. He made a great pass, though, on 4th and 14.
Shout out to Zane Gonzalez, who I was certain was not in the league anymore. That's a tough loss. Damn.
That's a big plays.
That's a tough loss for the Bucks, but they got the Panthers twice in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, it sucks, but it doesn't really matter because you win the next
you
two.
You take care of business, yeah. Yeah, you win 2 of the next 3, you're fine.
And now you've lost 3 of the last 4 or 2 of the last 3 for the Bucks.
I think it might be a little worse than that. Yeah, it's a little worse than that, man.
It goes back to the Patriots game.
They've lost 5 of the last 6.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they lost to New England.
Sorry, Zabo.
They lost to Buffalo. They lost to the Rams. They beat the Cardinals by 3. They lost to the Saints. They lost to the Falcons.
Mm.
And now they've got a game against the division-leading Carolina Panthers, Jesse's white-hot Miami Dolphins.
That's right.
Ooh.
And then they'll close out the season with the Carolina Panthers.
They might finish losing 8 or 9.
That's tough. That is tough, 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 tough. What a – like, we were talking Baker Mayfield MVP. We were talking, they beat San Francisco. They were 5-1 at that point. You know, what does this mean for this football team? Got a little roughed up by Detroit, bounced back by beating the Saints, had that bye week and was like, hey, you got to start taking Baker Mayfield. You know, we got to start talking about throwing him into this early season conversation for MVP. And that's where the 5 of 6 starts.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Brutal. Sick for my and Zabo's Tampa Bay Buccaneers last night. But I'm excited for the weekend.
You gotta, hey, if you're happy to see this downfall from the Buccaneers, you gotta be a sick person. Hit you!
Just love when a meme comes to life, huh? It's way better when it's like Kevin Durant or whatever. The live memes don't work for the radio. Well, I guess he sneezed, but...
You know what's...
Hit you!
Can I tell you the best part about that? There's actually two parts to what you just did that are terrific. One, when you're going to get a joke off, you telegraph it.
Oh, I knew exactly.
Like,
yeah.
You stare that receiver down.
You're Sam Darnold in the NFC Divisional Championship.
Who's the guy who kept throwing big sixes?
Matt Schaub.
Yeah.
Matt Schaub, people don't forget.
Threw like six in a row.
People don't forget Matt Schaub.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to start. I need like a light. I need to start signaling when I know Kenny is setting up a joke. And two, the fact that the only person who laughed was you. Like, you haven't stopped laughing at your own joke.
That's sad, man. That was crazy, bro. Crazy. You got to be a sick individual. Hit you!
That's all right, Zabo. We'll remember this, Zabo. Me and you. We'll remember how this man is behaving.
Oh, man. Niners just got to beat the Titans on Sunday. We got to handle business.
Got to beat the 2-11 Titans.
You know one thing that makes me feel better about
the game? 2-11 Titans.
You know what makes me feel better about that game? Is that the Titans won last week. They ain't winning no two games in a row. If they would have lost last week, they'd be like, they might be due for one. Nah, they got it.
Contractual obligations require me to watch that football game. But the Colts and Seahawks play at the same time, and I'm watching.
Well, no, you ain't.
I'm watching Philip Rivers play football. I am not missing a second of Philip Rivers playing football on Sunday. And also, at the same time, is the Lions and Rams, and the Packers and Broncos.
Mm.
Those are all 125 starts.
Go ahead, pick them. Pick them right now. Pick them.
Oh, come on now. Packers at Denver.
We're going Denver. Just straight up. No line. Nothing like that.
Disrespectful to the Broncos. I'm going Packers.
I'll go Packers, too. They'll finally show they're legit.
Okay. Broncos, there you go.
Broncos.
Broncos lose.
They're coming off a bye, aren't they? Yeah, I think they are.
No. R.J. Harvey scored.
They played the Raiders. Oh,
they are coming off a bye.
Yeah, you want to say it, you want me to say it?
Yeah. Hey, you say it because I didn't mean to.
Were on a bye. It was the Raiders, but yeah, they were on a bye.
Getting a joke off.
No, I didn't know, for real. I was thinking about the Patriots.
Come off of a bye.
They
played
the Raiders, too?
No, they...
I know. The Raiders beat the Patriots in week one. I know.
Almost as good. Lions at Rams?
Rams tomorrow. The Lions are just done.
I'm with you.
Tomorrow, Sunday.
I'm with Jesse.
I'm going to go Lions. Maybe I'm wishing upon a star.
Okay. Make that West a little more competitive for you. Mm-hmm. Colts at All right. It's there.
All right. How about this one?
Colts at Seahawks.
Does Phil Rivers survive a quarter?
I don't think he does.
Ooh. That's a crazy defense.
No, it really is. That's the thing. Like,
Don't think Phillip Rivers finishes this game.
That's tough.
This is insane.
That's. I'm really like, scared. If you feel that way, I'm terrified for
him. He's been retired. I'm not trying to be funny or fire off a take. He's been retired for 5 years.
He was retired when Damian and Casey could not come into the studio. He retired then.
He might have been retired before me and Kenny ever met.
Yeah.
We had never seen each other in person yet.
Oh, we did, because 2020 was his last season. Retires in January, I guess, right?
Who he play for?
Or was he 2021 or was he 1920?
It was probably. No, they said it was the COVID season, okay, so it had to be the yeah. Right. Okay.
That defense is in that stadium. That's gonna be tough.
If they get to the playoffs with Phillip Rivers and like they win some games, they gotta make a movie about it. It's gonna be terrible, but you gotta make a movie about it.
The Eagles got the cure for their blues this weekend.
They got a bye.
Yep.
Come on, man.
Silver and black one.
Oh man, it was a mistake. I didn't mean that.
Is it realistic? Do if the Cowboys beat the Vikings, the Eagles are going to beat the Raiders. But if the Cowboys beat the Vikings, is there a conversation to be had about the Cowboys actually catching that division?
Yeah,
they can't do it by themselves.
I'm not convinced we'll say that Eagles beat the Raiders. I'm not convinced that the Eagles can win 2 out of 3, playing the Commanders twice and the Bills in Buffalo. Like, I think they're going to split one of those Commanders games.
Feels like it. I would. Washington.
Like, what am I? Oh yeah, the offense is going to fit. No, they're not. Like, the offense has been terrible all season.
And the Bills game is in Buffalo, huh?
Yeah. Second to last week of the season.
These 10 o'clock games are ass. Yeah, Browns at Bears.
Saved all the good ones for 125 and Monday night.
Interesting to watch.
It's going to be 6-0.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's going to be snowing, I think.
That checks out.
Hands freezing off.
Ravens at Bengals. Cardinals at Texans.
What you guys
Jets at Jaguars.
What you guys think about Joe Burrow and his comments and all this other stuff?
Joe, if you want to retire, that's cool, but also pay Cincy if you want to take however many first-round picks and Tua for this 1 year, you cut him after. Go ahead. I'll give up whatever for Joe Burrow.
It was kind of crazy for him to say that with 4 games left. That's usually the season exit interview type tone. Bro, you got to play on Sunday. Yeah.
Would you trade Brock Purdy for Joe Burrow?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Carl Madsen brought it up yesterday.
Really?
I would 1,000%. Joe is
the only reason why is because Joe is a better quarterback. He is more talented.
Yep, go ahead.
You know I love me some Joe Burrow.
Anthony Davis.
I just don't know if he can play.
Would you take a chance on Zion?
Hold on. Say it differently.
I don't know if he can stay healthy.
Yeah, okay.
I can fix him. We can fix him. That's the attitude I'm taking.
Really?
Yes.
The organization that lost Fred Warner, the organization that their quarterback has been in and out of the lineup.
So it's different. If I'm Miami, yes.
Oh, you're talking about Miami. Oh, God, yes.
Even if I'm the 49ers, yeah, I'm still like,
I'd give them Gloria Estefan and
Emilio Estevez.
I give them. Does he own the Miami Dolphins too?
I think he did at one point during that weird little year where they all were in the owner's box. I remember it was like a Monday night.
Emilio Estevez being a football owner is crazy.
J-Lo was in that box at one time.
J-Lo was definitely there. J-Lo was definitely there.
Yeah.
My team is such a joke.
If you made me choose, I think maybe I would. Because he's better. He's better than
We put him in the upper room.
Yeah.
He's the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks.
I'm current. I'm a big Joe Burrow fan. Big Joe Burrow fan. So
I'm not, but he's good.
Yeah.
But your concern is valid. But it's also odd that you have that concern when your quarterback has missed like, 7 games this year?
Yeah, but total? That's this year.
Yeah.
Burrow hurt every other year.
Burrow's so good, though, he'll make you delusional about his injury issues, though. That's the thing. Like, maybe he's healthy and he'll throw 43 touchdowns this year, 45 touchdowns. Like, you take a chance on that talent every time, I feel.
He's played more, but isn't that the Zion Williamson conversation? Mm-hmm. Joe's played more, and he obviously has it's not a crowning achievement for him. He's been to the Super Bowl, though.
Yeah, Joe's a better football player than Zion is basketball.
Or he's just been available more.
Yeah, he's been
I'll take it. No,
that's
I'll
a good
Joe.
Question.
I'll take Joe.
Yeah. Is Joe a better football player than Zion's a basketball player?
Yeah. I mean.
He is.
Just, yeah.
I mean, obviously, he's been available more.
Right, and I think that's what. What makes like we've seen him play more, and when he plays, they're really good.
Yeah,
we've seen Zion play less, and aside from that 1 year when he did the 360 against the Suns and Chris Paul didn't like it, that's the last time they were good on that level.
What was the last thing Chris Paul did like?
agitating people.
No, he loves that. He loves that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. There's a 1 o'clock game with the Bills Patriots. That's my bad. Ooh, that's not bad. Ooh, or I said 1 o'clock. That's a 10 o'clock start.
Where
sorry.
Are you living at, pal?
That's a 10 o'clock start. Well, on my screen it says 1 p.m.
You move back to Connecticut without telling us what's going on.
I ain't doing that.
Big Pats guy.
I ain't never going back. Yeah, I've been hanging out with Jake Gaden too long. Nick Cattles. Yeah, that's a 10 o'clock
friend
start.
The program, well, friend of the insiders.
Yeah, he's welcome on the show anytime he wants join us. Anytime. Well, but he just has to understand we're going to ask him about changing the landscape. You don't get free passes on D'Lo and KC. We got questions.
You might have to talk to him next week.
We got questions.
But, I mean,
good weekend ahead, man.
I'm tapped in.
Good weekend ahead.
And, I mean, no disrespect, like, play the game, but taking a week off from college football, bro, I'll be watching Army-Navy.
Nobody worry about that. I'm barely worried about regular college football at this point.
I'll be watching. The people be like, oh, man, I love to watch. I mean, I love, like, the tradition of, like, what they do at halftime or before the game, whatever. The actual game, I'm not watching Army-Navy.
No. What's the game of the weekend?
That's a good call. Off the top of my head.
It doesn't matter. Jesse said we have to end our show. So.
Bills, Patriots.
Thunder, Spurs.
Well,
oh, there you go.
The game. Yeah.
There you go. I'm going to head over to 102.5 and do some more fundraising for St. Jude if you want to join us over there. Text the word FIGHT to 55855. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday at 10 a.m. To wallow in more Kings misery and hopefully another San Francisco 49ers victory. That's 10 a.m. Monday morning, beginning with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos 49ers!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.